exhortation says it is good to give thanks to the Lord. So how do we give thanks to the Lord? We bring fruits and vegetables to the Lord that we can share with other people. We sing songs to the Lord, like it says in the psalm. We sing psalms too, like Hodu. We say prayers to the Lord. We listen to what the Lord teaches us in His Word. And we think about the good things the Lord does for us. Here are some of the ways that we give thanks to the Lord. And maybe the most important way is that we try to live a good life, a useful life, helping other people be happy. And why do we give thanks to the Lord? It's because the Lord makes us glad in His work. We're so glad to have our families. That's the Lord's doing. We're so glad it's Thanksgiving. We're so glad that the Lord has made a beautiful world for us to live in, and He's promised us an even more beautiful world where we can live forever. We're so glad that the Lord came into the world to save us from our sins and lead us to heaven. There's so many more things that we can be glad and thankful for. So it's good for us to stop and say thank you to the Lord, and to think about the good things the Lord is doing for us. In the New Testament, the Lord said, "I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, the same bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing." And sometimes we feel really happy. We feel great. We feel strong and smart. And we feel like we can do almost anything. And then we can stop and remember. But we can't do anything unless we abide in the vine, in the Lord. Other times, we feel sad and discouraged. We might feel weak and dumb. We feel like we can hardly do anything that's good. But then we can stop and think, but the Lord is still with me. And even though I can't, the Lord can do good things through me. And He can help me become a little bit more fruitful person if I abide in Him. And that's what the psalm is talking about when it says we can declare the Lord's mercy in the morning in our good states and the Lord's faithfulness, that He's always with us in the nights. This psalm is called a song for the Sabbath. The Sabbath is a day for having a rest from our regular jobs so we can stop and think about or meditate on all the things the Lord is doing for us. And the stringed instruments that the psalm talks about correspond to thinking about the Lord. It mentions the 10 string. We can think about guitars that have 12 strings, that's sort of like that. We can picture a harp. We can picture a lyre. A lyre is shaped like a U with a bar across the top and strings going down the middle. And when the Lord puts, when we are willing to stop and think about the Lord, and the Lord puts good and true thoughts into our minds, it's like our mind is one of those beautiful stringed instruments. And the Lord is skillfully playing notes in our minds. Each of those notes is a thought that the Lord has given us, if we're willing. And the harp especially corresponds to confession or acknowledgement that the Lord is the only one who's good, and thanksgiving to Him. And that's why when David played the harp for King Saul, the evil spirits had to run away. They couldn't stand that. The harp and the 10-string make a pair in the Word. The 10-string represents affection and delight in the spiritual truths, and the harp represents the spiritual truths themselves. Now, we don't know exactly what is meant by higayon, which is why it says it in Hebrew instead of an English word in our recitation. But higayon is probably a stringed instrument, since it's there with the 10-string and the harp and the lyre. And in another place in the Word, it means meditation. You might recognize the quote that says, "Let the words of my mouth and the higayon of my heart be for good pleasure in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer." And in Psalm 1 it says, And in his law, he meditates, that's hibayon, day and night, just like in our psalm, day and night. So hibayon seems to be the kind of instrument that helps you meditate and think about the Lord and be thankful to him for all the things he's doing for us. Now, in this Lord's second coming, the Lord points out that meditating or thinking about what the Lord is doing for us and thinking about the uses of our life is a very important way by which the Lord purifies us from evil so that we can go to heaven. For example, we're almost always thinking about things like this, in fact. We think about, how do I need to behave so that people will like me? What do I need to do and not do so that I can have a good job and work with other people? We think about that all the time. What do I need to do to help my children grow up well? How do I need to behave in order to have a happy, growing marriage? All the uses of our life, we're thinking, how do I need to behave? And even though there's some selfishness in it too, if we're also thinking about the Lord when we think about these things, and we're wanting to do what the Lord teaches us, and not do what the Lord says not to do because it is a sin against him, then, little by little, the Lord purifies the selfishness out. And that meditation about the uses of our life is a very important way by which the Lord lifts us up to himself in heaven. That psalm points out that a brutish man does not think about these things. And a senseless man doesn't understand. He just thinks about himself in this world. But a good man, here's what the psalm says, the just one shall flourish as the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Planted in the house of Yehovah, in the courts of our God, they shall flourish. With gray hairs, they shall still bear fruit bountifully. They shall be flourishing and green to tell that Yehovah is upright. He is my rock, and there is no injustice in him. So, just like in the psalm, may we too give thanks to the Lord, not just today, but every day of our lives. May we let the Lord play the beautiful strings of our minds, give us thoughts about him and about eternal life and about the uses of our life. For it is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to his name, O Most High. Amen.